In Harlem, the people come early and line up each day for food to feed their families. This food pantry is run by the Food Bank for the City of New York. Several kilometers away in the Bronx is the massive distribution warehouse where all the food and household supplies come in from the government, food companies, and donors. Row after row of canned goods, household products, and fresh fruits and vegetables.
New Yorkers deserve to live in our city with dignity. And dignity starts with good quality products that you put in your body.
And according to Food Bank CEO Margaret Purvis, the need gets greater with every passing day.
We talk about the haves and the have-nots. We talk about the gap between the rich and the poor. What we're seeing more and more in the world of poverty is that it's not a gap. It's more like a canyon. And the distance between those who have and those who do not is really quite devastating.
Unpaid volunteers play an important part in preparing foodstuffs for pantry delivery. This day, a financial services company was preparing bags of macaroni for distribution.
I've never really volunteered anywhere before. I've done little things from high school, so it's been a while, but it just makes you appreciate, one, what you have, but also how much more people out there need help.
And this is where they shop, the pantry, their supermarket for meals and other supplies. They are also taught simple, cheap, and nutritious recipes.
This is roasted sweet potato mash. It's really, really easy. It's just sweet potatoes, onions, salt, pepper, and butter. It's delicious.
But the main event is food shopping.
Nutrition is for the babies. I mostly shop for the kids. I mostly go for the vegetables and the greens I like, but the meat product is mostly and most of the fish. I like fish. We have fish today. Yeah.
Pantry customers do not pay for food. They are allotted food based on the size of their families. Dr. Kamisha Grant, Food Bank Director of Member Services, says the cutback in food stamps in 2013 resulted in a significant increase in hungry New Yorkers.
One in five are children. One in six are seniors. And just to really make the point that we're talking about working people. We see people who have jobs, who are working every day, but really struggling to make ends meet. So it's really been a challenge.
It's a quiet crisis, and it's getting worse. In the past 5 years, the number of people on food assistance in New York alone has risen by over 200,000. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.